Welcome to the Network Marketing Success Academy, where network marketers just like you can learn all the strategies, tools, tips, and techniques to grow a professional business. Jane Newman is your host, and she is a powerhouse of energy and practical knowledge. Over the last 6 years, Jane has become one of the top 1% income earners in the industry. In this podcast, she will bust all the myths of what it will take to be successful. No more making a list of 100. No more hassling family and friends, and no more sending spammy messages. And now, to all listeners everywhere, your host, Jane Newman.
Hey, it's Jane Newman here from the Network Marketing Success Academy, and I want to talk to you about something that I'm super passionate about and super, I guess, go against the grain of what a lot of network marketing trainers, uplines, companies talk about. And that is that I strongly believe that not everyone is your prospect. If you're taking notes, write that down. Not everyone is my prospect. And yet that's what I was trained on when I first joined network marketing. And I want to explain to you why that it doesn't work. I think that's the most important thing. When you market to everyone, you sell to no one. Write that down. When you market to everyone, you sell to no one. And I wanted to give you an analogy about how and why that is a good thing. That is a really good thing, because when we work out who we want to market to, we sell more, but it also makes space for everyone. I am a strong believer that there is enough to go around for everyone. And that's why I'm giving you all this training from my network marketing business, which I am still running, very actively running at the moment. And the reason I'm giving you this training is that I believe when we do this beautifully and elegantly, there is plenty to go around. You guys know how large the network marketing industry is, direct sales is, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And there is room for all of us here. But when you're marketing to everyone, it can feel like leads are hard to come by. It can feel like everyone's saying it's too expensive. It can feel like so many of the people you're talking to ghost you. It can feel like you are pushing a snowball up a hill, right? And that's because you are marketing to everyone. So, for example, a lot of companies sell very similar products, as in that they have solutions to similar problems. So for example, the weight loss industry, the network marketing weight loss industry is massive. There would be hundreds of companies promoting a weight loss solution through the network marketing distribution channel. Is this a problem? Does this mean we shouldn't do it? Absolutely not. It does not. There are plenty of people who are looking for a solution to that problem, and they're not all going to want the same solution. That is the key thing. We are not homogenous as human beings. We're not all the same. We have different needs and different drivers and different ways that we want to solve our problem. And that's what's so beautiful about our industry when we get it right. So I'm going to talk to you about niche, or if in American we say niche, N-I-C-H-E. And another thing to write down is that the riches are in the niches, and that when you work out your niche is when you are going to find your business becomes joyful, it's going to flow, you are going to find leads, you are going to close sales with less rejection, less objection when you really find your niche. It's like when you get into a flow state. I want you to think about that. We want to get your business into a flow state where it's enjoyable, you rush to your computer or your phone to do your work, you enjoy your work, you are genuinely excited about the results you're getting. That is what we want. And when you find your niche and implement niche marketing, that is when it's like the manna from heaven. Okay, so let me explain to you what I mean by that. So let's take a commodity product. So something that there are hundreds of manufacturers of, thousands of retailers, thousands of distributors, and that is jeans. Blue jeans. Some of them aren't blue, some of them are black or white, but the jeans that you pull on your legs. There are so many different people making jeans. There are so many different distributors. There are so many different retailers. How is it that they can all coexist and all make money? And that's because of niching. When you go to a jeans shop, generally speaking, there are jeans in the sports girl or young teen girl market that are selling skinny jeans, and they're selling jeans with rips, and they've got a certain look, and they've got this on it. You're selling jeans for a 16 to 18 year old girl. You cross over to the mall and you go to another stop, and there is the cool dude surfer shop jeans that are for guys, and they've got the low hung ones and the baggy ones and all sorts of jeans. And then you go across to the other side of the mall and there is the Not Your Daughter's Jeans shop. That's actually a brand. I love that brand, Not Your Daughter's Jeans. Okay, so these are not the jeans you're going to find in the teen girl shop. These are jeans for older women, jeans for larger women. These have got, they're different jeans for that particular market. And then we go across to the other side of the mall and there is the big man shop where there are jeans for large men's sizes. Then we've got jeans in another shop that have got branding on them and they've got two zeros on the end. Like, they are so much more expensive than the jeans at the other shops. These are like Louis Vuitton jeans. These are like Coach jeans. They're crazy high ticket items, but some people absolutely love them and they think they're great value and they will spend $2,000 on a pair of jeans. But you cross over to the other side of the mall and there is your Cost Savers jeans. These are like $4.99 on sale at the front and some people just think they are the best things. Oh my God, they only paid $4.99 for them and they think they're wonderful. And they look across at the Louis Vuitton jeans and think, I would never buy jeans like that. And the Louis Vuitton jean purchasers look at the Cost Saver jeans people and go, I would never buy jeans like that. And all of these market, all of these customers, all of these retailers, all of these manufacturers all exist in space because there is a market for everyone, every type of jeans, every purchase price of jeans. Do you understand how through niche, each of these people can be successful? If the 16-year-old walks into the big man shop for jeans, she's going to think, oh my God, this is not for me, and she's going to back out. When the big guy walks into the 16-year-old jean shops, they're going to go, oh my goodness, this is not for me. And when you are marketing to everyone, this is what is happening for you. People are walking into your shop and they're self-selecting and saying, this is not for me. Whereas when you get really clear on what kind of jeans you're marketing and to whom, it makes it so much easier. The people who walk into your shop are much more likely to buy. It's much easier to sell. You know what you're talking about. And it all just works beautifully. I hope that that analogy really convinces you. Having said I'm not in the convincing game, but just convinces you to go niche. Go and find who your target market is. And in a later training, I'm going to take an example of weight loss and how to niche weight loss, how to stand out in the busy weight loss MLM, direct sales, network marketing market, because that's what I feel that a lot of people commoditize and that's why they don't have as much success. Look, it can apply into many, many products and problems. However, that is a particular one that I love to chat about. So I hope you've got a lot of value out of this training. Please jump across into Facebook, into the Network Marketing Success Academy. I would love to show you my 5-day challenge where we're going to walk through exactly how to find your niche, how to connect with your niche, how to sell to your niche, how to grow raving fan customers and builders from your niche in my 5-day challenge, which happens every month. I will see you over there.
And that's a wrap on this episode of the Network Marketing Success Academy. Don't forget to click follow to catch future episodes. Also, click the link in the description to join Jane's free Facebook group, the Network Marketing Success Academy. We look forward to catching you in the next episode.